This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We should believe the basic science about coronavirus and respiratory viruses. Yes, they could spread when you're asymptomatic, but that's uncommon. Most of the time, you get a lot of the virus in your nose when you're symptomatic and you cough and you sneeze.
The rules keep changing, right? Asymptomatic people now aren't contagious, but people want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof. Oh, I think there'll be full rallies.
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel, and I dare you to keep me out!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've tried to build a rollout strategy here in Massachusetts based on the data we get from the experts in the public health community.
We have a number of reports. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare.
I've only read the articles. I haven't read the study. I'm skeptical of it for several reasons.
I'm sorry. Are you a doctor?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What happens when they start going after residents? Going into the neighborhoods? I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents?
Thank you, Honor. Next question.
Well, no, I want an answer.
I think your Honor for that. Full of
s**t
is what I
say.
We
no offense,
f***
you then.
Hold on.
Who are you
going to
tell me
ready?
I'm full of
s**t? Goose Brava!
Goose very good.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This motherfucker is standing on the roof with a whole motherfucking AK-47. If we decide to loot they store, they ready to kill us. Burn this place, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There was a lot in there. A lot of that was from Chicago. The woman screaming. Apparently, these Moroccan Americans owned the store, and she was very angry that they weren't going to let her loot the store. And they were claiming they were from Africa too, even though they're white. At least in her mind, they were Arabs. So she was very angry about that. She wanted to get to the looting. And then the previous one was the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, speaking to an alderman, Ray Lopez, who I guess is the nearest thing to a dissident they have in Chicago on the board of aldermen. And he was just complaining. He said, "What the hell? You going to give me some help down here in my ward for all the looting that's about to start? The gangbangers, as he called them." Very un-PC word, gangbangers. I'm sure he's a Democrat, too. But that's what he said, and they started screaming and yelling at each other. We had a lot of sound today. Boy, do we have a lot of sound. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, we got so much to get to, as always. But I wanted to start off with a real blow to Charlie Parker today. This study by the World Health Organization. Now they've sort of renounced it. They've walked it back because they realized if they don't walk it back, the gag is over. You know, the masks don't mean anything. It's not really all that contagious if you can't get it from somebody who's asymptomatic. And so Charlie Parker, of course, is having a fit about it because he talks to the folks. He gets the data. He's data driven. The one data they don't want to discuss is 107 people under the age of 50 dead out of everybody that's dead. And he also doesn't want to discuss the fact that 4,500 out of 7,000 died in the nursing homes that he regulates and who gave him $52,000. That's some inconvenient data that he doesn't like to talk about. But this is Dr. Maria von Kerkhove, and she's from World Health Organization. I think she's a real physician, unlike that Ethiopian who takes his orders from the Red Chinese. She's a real physician, a real researcher. And this is what she said yesterday, cut one.
We have a number of reports from countries who are doing very detailed contact tracing. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare. And that much of that is not published in the literature.
God, says Charlie Baker, no! I'll have to open the restaurants. All the municipal officials won't be able to shake down the restaurants. We won't have to lay off any teachers. The child care centers will be able to open, and the summer camps and the golf ranges. No, I won't have any fun. Keep going, Dr. Maria. Cut two.
From the papers that are published, there's one that came out from Singapore looking at a long-term care facility. There are some household transmission studies where you follow individuals over time and you look at the proportion of those that transmit onwards. We are constantly looking at this data and we're trying to get more information from countries to truly answer this question. It still appears to be rare that an asymptomatic individual actually transmits onward.
That means that we don't need the 6 feet between the tables at the restaurants. We don't need those big plastic shields everywhere. We don't need to contact trace. I'm not going to have any fun. So he's all bent out of shape about this. Just totally. You got to listen to this whole thing. He's asked about this morning in Lawrence. He fled to Lawrence, so he didn't have to, you know, just on the off chance that maybe a real reporter might stumble in off the street on Beacon Hill. So he goes up to Lawrence again, and but somebody did track him down and wanted to ask him about this. The fact that the World Health Organization was now saying that this was all unnecessary. Which, you know, it's pretty clear it was, isn't it? So, but listen, he's asked the question, and it's a pause. I think it's about 6 seconds, the pause. You say nine. I listened to it. Taylor says nine. I listened to it. I thought it was six, but you could decide yourself. Listen to this. Cut 17. Just a question about it.
I've only read the articles. I haven't read the study. But based on the articles I've read, the World Health Organization drew this conclusion from very small sample sizes involving...
That's not what she said.
...a few contact tracing programs in a number of countries.
What are you basing yours on?
I was on a call this morning with a bunch of folks in the healthcare community. All of whom basically said they were enormously skeptical.
Don't kill the job. That's what they said. Don't kill the job. What are we going to do unless we can boss people around and destroy businesses and destroy lives? We're not going to have any fun this. If everybody else has fun this summer, we're not going to have any fun this summer. So all of us folks agree that you need to disregard this. Incidentally, where did Charlie Parker go to medical school? I know he probably has a lab coat somewhere, which he wears when he has these meetings with the folks. But who made him a doctor? So here now, you know, and he's always talking about, you know, he has the data on his side, right? The data. But now that the data is going against him, he's using the favorite word of Small Duvall, anecdotes. He's citing anecdotes to prove that his way, which is destroying the state's economy, throwing a million people out of work, that's the way to go. Cut 18.
I'm skeptical of it for several reasons. The first is, in the antibody testing that's been done on a small scale basis in Massachusetts, every single antibody testing project that's been done in Massachusetts, huge numbers, huge percentages of the people who tested for the coronavirus antibodies, which means they were infected and shedding virus at some point, said they were never sick. Okay? Point number two is there is a lot of anecdotal information about the impact that asymptomatic workers in long-term care facilities had with regard to the spread of coronavirus in many long-term
care
facilities.
There's a lot of anecdotal evidence. You got $52,000 from the operators of those death houses. Enough with him. So in other words, the study in one state of Massachusetts is better and more important than the studies in all these countries. And again, they've tried to walk it back because it's just too embarrassing to the World Health Organization to admit the obvious, which is that they totally overreacted to this. This is hysteria. This is panic. This is, you know, it was bad, but was it that much worse than the Asiatic flu? Was it that much worse than the Hong Kong flu? No, I don't think so. That's not, the numbers don't indicate that it was. Those are anecdotal numbers, I guess. But anyway, that's the latest. You know, Charlie Parker, though, I wrote in my column today, he's like a somebody who's an American crooner in 1964, after the British invasion. He's like Paul Anka or Bobby Rydell trying to keep his career alive. And nobody cares about the teen crooners. All they want to see is the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and
Howie,
the Kinks.
Lest we forget, Dean Martin did knock the Beatles off the top charts with Everybody Loves Somebody. So,
yeah, that was a one-off, as they say. That's all that was. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I just had to get that out there to give everybody a chuckle to begin the day. Charlie Parker is on his heels, on the ropes.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Some states are opening up. And I don't mean just two restaurants in a big city like Boston or Springfield. I'm talking about really opening up a state. One of them is New Hampshire, and we had a cheap bastard deal yesterday, and we have another cheap bastard deal today. Let's have a little music, Taylor.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Our deal today involves the Barley House Restaurant. They're in. They have two locations, Concord and Northampton, New Hampshire. And we have gift cards, $50 gift cards for $25. This is a great deal. $50 gift card for $25, a limited number. So get on board and order them now. If you live in New Hampshire, you probably know the Barley House. If you live in Massachusetts, you want to go somewhere this weekend, don't you? And there aren't that many restaurants open, are there? Thanks to Charlie Baker. But joining us now is Deb Shea. She and her husband, Brian, are the owners of the Barley House Restaurants. Deb, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, hi, Howie. Thanks so much. Great to be here with you.
Tell us about the Barley House Restaurants.
All right. Well, the Barley House opened up first in Concord back in 2000. This is our 20th year, so it's a big year. And my husband, Brian, opened it, and he was a CIA-trained chef. He's worked all over the place, Boston, Hawaii, New York, and wanted something locally here in New Hampshire. And he ended up coming up with a restaurant and tavern. We're right downtown across from the State House. And he takes pride basically in taking fresh, simple food and using cooking techniques to bring out the flavor. So he does roasting and braising and smoking and things like that. And, you know, he kind of pulls it all together that way. It's good comfort food. It'll fill you up, but it also looks good. So he's not into the fine dining, you leave hungry. He's into filling your spirit, sort of.
And then you have a second Barley House as well.
Absolutely. So he had this, and then about, it would be 5 years, and he opened Northampton because he was there several times. We have some family over in the seacoast, and every time we went, he said, you know, this place needs a Barley House. This place needs place where people can come for good food, they can meet up with their friends, and they know they can have a good time. So that's what we did 5 years ago and 20 years in Concord. So it's been great. And we've had a great time even through this whole shutdown because we're sort of local and part of the community. It's been great.
And you're open every day, correct?
Oh, we're open Monday through Saturday right now, actually, 12 to 10. Mm-hmm. And we're, like I said, we're right downtown. We're outside seating, and we open for inside next Monday. And that's also perfect timing for us because we have our 15th annual Burger Fest, which basically benefits the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. And we'll do, everyone, let's say you sponsor the Howie Carr Burger, then there would be a special Howie Carr Burger that would be chef designed for you, and then you'd help us sort of contribute to the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. So it's a great, sort of really pulling people together.
Oh, so that's great. So they can go to a website to read up on the Burger Fest?
Absolutely. They can go to thebarleyhouse.com, and they can see the Concord or the Northampton location. The Burger Fest is going to be at both, and where our goal is to make $15,000 in donations for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth this year. And we have sponsors from, you know, bike shops to banks, everybody sort of coming together, and people are psyched for it. And we had to turn down some more sponsors because everything's sort of ready to roll on it.
So you have outdoor seating right now, but starting Monday, the state of New Hampshire, including the Barley House restaurants, open up for indoor seating, correct?
That is absolutely correct. Right now we have 20 outdoor seats, and we're getting things all spruced up for inside, refinishing floors, painting, things like that. We welcome everybody back 12 to 10 Monday through Saturday. We'll be, you know, pouring the margaritas, the draft beers, everything will be going, and it starts Monday inside and outside. So we won't give up the outside seating either. It'll basically be both. So I don't know when you're going to be in the area, but you definitely need to come by.
Excellent. I'm going to be back up there in a couple of weeks, back in New England. So if you want to have a good meal, take a ride, or if you're in the area, you don't have to take much of a ride. Go to the Barley House Restaurant there in Concord in Northampton, and we have $50.
We've met some of your listeners, I think. Yeah, we've met some of your listeners as well, coming right up the coast. It's an easy ride right up 95 as well, like you said, Northampton, so they can do the same thing there.
Right. So you got it in two different, very different parts of the state. And you got all kinds of stuff. What's in the, you got Guinness beef stew, curry fish and chips, chicken pie. It sounds really great. What's in the Dublin burger?
The Dublin burger is a special dub rub, they call it. And when Brian and I went to Dublin several years ago, about 15 years ago, he said, we've got to create a burger like this. This is the best burger I've ever had. So he created the Dublin. It's got crispy onions on it, crispy fried onions. It's got blue cheese, but the big thing is the special dub rub, and we had to trademark it. We sell through those year-round, and I said, but you could get a roasted salmon, you could get chicken, all kinds of things. But Burger Fest next week is all about burgers.
Sounds great. Okay, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and you can get these $50 gift cards for $25. $50 gift cards for $25 to the Barley House Restaurant in Concord in Northampton, New Hampshire. Thanks, Deb Shea. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on, no matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad. You always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, the Barley House is fantastic. Several of us from my police academy class meet up there in Concord regularly. Great food and environment. And there's one on the coast, too, in Northampton. So you can go either place, wherever, depending on where you're from, where you live. And again, it's a lot easier to get a seat in New Hampshire than it is in Massachusetts, probably for the next few months. I hate to say it, but that's the way it is. We have a dead ender as a governor. So does Maine, for that matter. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Charlie Parker has spoken, and now you need a face covering. So get a comfortable one at HowieCarsShow.com. When you click on the Boomer Naturals banner, you can save 20% with code word HowieCar20. HowieCar20. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How much local, national cable news are you watching these days? Less than usual, more than usual, or about the same?
Less than usual.
75% say less than usual.
And how many are watching more?
3%.
Three. Yeah, I thought as much. There's only so much lecturing you can take. 844-500-4242. So let's have another Maria Van Kerkhove. And again, she's been basically castigated today and said, oh, no, I kind of exaggerated. But this is the third cut we're playing of her saying the same thing, which is you don't need to worry about asymptomatic people, that they're not going to be a problem. And they've done all these tests. So they're trying to back her down because this would be very bad for funding, not so much for public health, but for funding. And funding is, that's public health for the folks who collect the data, right? Cut three.
What we really want to be focused on is following the symptomatic cases. If we followed all of the symptomatic cases, because we know that this is a respiratory pathogen, it passes from an individual through infectious droplets. If we actually followed all of the symptomatic cases, isolated those cases, followed the contacts and quarantined those contacts, we would drastically reduce. I would love to be able to give a proportion of how much transmission we would actually stop, but it would be a drastic reduction in transmission. If we could focus on that, I think we would do very, very well in terms of suppressing transmission.
And see, if she's right, and I tend to think she's right because I agree with her and because she seems to be a lot smarter than some of the other scientists at the Chinese communist-owned World Health Organization, then there was no need for this lockdown, as Dr. Mark Siegel said last night on Fox. Cut four.
I think lockdowns were based on the idea of asymptomatic spread, like you just said, that you could spread it without knowing it. And a lot of fear drove that. And it led to these extensive lockdowns that led to all kinds of economic devastation, lack of access to medical care, psychological and physical problems, not getting dental care, not getting cancer screening, not getting emergency care, people afraid to go to the ER. All of those lockdowns occurred as a result of this. And it's starting to look like they were too extreme.
Remember, they said, what have they gone back and forth on? You can't open school, you can open school. Masks don't mean anything. Masks mean a lot. No masks don't mean much at all. Surfaces, don't touch surfaces. Don't worry about surfaces. They've gone back and forth, and now they're saying asymptomatic, not a problem. What do the folks really know, Dr. Parker? What do the folks really know?
The other point about the fear-mongering with the asymptomatic studies was that it made people scared because they kept saying, well, you could not have it, and you could give it to your grandmother, and she could die. So people weren't seeing their family members because they had this guilt of like, oh, well, I'm young and healthy, and I might have no signs of it whatsoever, and I'm going to transfer it. And Dr. Birx was saying that, her mother gave her grandmother the Spanish flu or something like that. So it made everyone paranoid that we were going to be these like phantom deliverers of the coronavirus.
Right. But it wasn't true. And this one more cut from Dr. Siegel, and then we'll take some calls. Cut seven.
I'll tell you what we should believe. We should believe the basic science about coronavirus and respiratory viruses. Yes, they can spread by surfaces, but that's uncommon. Uncommon. Yes, they could spread when you're asymptomatic. But that's uncommon. Most of the time, you get a lot of the virus in your nose when you're symptomatic, and you cough and you sneeze, and it travels that way.
Yeah. Yes, you can get run over by a bus, but it's very uncommon. That doesn't mean you stop going out because you're afraid you're going to get hit by a bus. Doesn't mean you're going to stop going out because you're afraid you're going to get hit by lightning or you're going to get hit by an asteroid. This is just so over. And you know, there's got to be an intervention with Parker. You know, he's got and he puts out the pay to play Polito, and she starts talking about the new normal. I'm tired of the new normal. You know, I want to go back to the old normal. I don't. This wasn't World War II or the Civil War. This was an overreaction because Charlie Parker knew that everybody, all the deaths in the nursing homes were going to be on him because he had mismanaged them, just like the state police, the Registry of Motor Vehicles, the Department of Children and Families, the New England Compounding Pharmacy, the state chemistry labs in Jamaica Plain and Amherst, where they falsified 38,000 drug cases, 38,000 drug cases thrown out. Because of his Department of Public Health. Now the Department of Public Health is running the whole state. What could possibly go wrong? 844-500-4242. And they think they're going to benefit from this somehow politically. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. 844-500-4242. 207 says, I'm one of those whose appointments were put off. Just found out I have breast cancer. I'm sorry. It's just... It's been so unnecessary, such a overreaction. And again, I'm sorry about everybody who's dead. We're all sorry about that. But you know, everybody dies. I don't know why you have to keep repeating this. It's like the people up there telling you to stay inside. Do they think you're going to live to be 1,000 years old if you stay inside and you never come out? Number one, who's going to feed you for 1,000 years? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for money to buy things like electricity and water and sewage? How are you going to support yourself? Heating, fuel for your car if you don't work. They don't want anybody to work. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, Parker's going to keep playing his snail imitation right up to the election. That's the game this rhino is playing. Yeah, I saw a meme today on the internet. Somebody sent it to me. It said, let me ask you, how long does this lockdown continue until there are no germs left in the world or until the election's over? And it's pretty clear they want to keep it going until the election's over. Yeah, the unemployment rates, as you saw, were really an improvement on Friday, but they came back strong for whites and for Hispanics, but blacks are hurting more than the other groups. A year ago, black unemployment rate was down to 6.2%, and this last period that was reported on Friday was 16.8%. So, you know, I guess the Dems have to think that's going to help them. I mean, I don't want to be too cynical. But, you know, it does. Although the polls would indicate it's not helping them that much, if you believe that Trump really has a 40% favorability rating with black voters. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I think it's the Chicago Sun Tribune reported that Chicago had the highest number of murders.
Right. Sun Times.
24-hour period.
It's the tabloid. And, yeah, but it's the Sun Times. I tweeted it out yesterday. It's really a horrible story, but it sums it up. I mean, the problem. And nobody in the mainstream media, you know, CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, they don't want to talk about it, Steve, do they?
How many of those Black Lives Matter?
Yeah. We're going to have on the woman who was asking that exact same question in Lafayette Park the other day, Nestride Umga. We played some of her audio tape yesterday, and we're going to have her on the show as a guest at 4:30. And that's exactly what she was saying. She said, if you care about Black Lives Matter, why are you here next to the White House? Why aren't you in the black areas, Southeast Washington, Northeast Washington, where the blacks live? Don't the Black Lives Matter there? That's what she was saying. And the white Karen that was she was yelling at was telling her to shut up. That's how much Karen thought about this black immigrant, naturalized U.S. citizen, member of the Air Force Reserve, I believe. Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, that's good journalism, and they have pictures of most of the people who were killed. And a lot of them they weren't gangbangers. I mean, they were just caught in the crossfire, or just I don't even know if it was a cross if it was a an inadvertent crossfire, or people were just firing at them because they were standing outside on a warm spring day. It's terrible. And this was the most violent day in Chicago in 60 years. In 60 years, those would include, of course, the riots of 1968 after Martin Luther King Jr. was shot, and the so-called police riots during the Chicago Convention. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
It's not just Chicago where there's an uptick in violence. Last night in Brooklyn, New York, 7 people shot over a 10-minute span in 3 different neighborhoods in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, and Brownsville. From last Monday to Sunday night, there were 13 murders in New York City compared to 5 killings during the same week last year, sources said. The city reported 40 shootings last week, the most in a week since 2015. In the same period last year, there were 24 shootings. So the number of shootings went from 24 to 40 in a week. In a year, excuse me, from year to year in the same week. 844-500-4242. Doreen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doreen.
Hi, Howie. Hi. Doreen from Framingham. I was just wondering, where this is, they're talking now, even Dr. Fauci said in his interview on 60 Minutes back on March 8th, I believe, that masks are kind of useless because they'll only block a couple of droplets.
Right.
The woman that you just had on earlier in that little snippet that I heard, she also said it's droplet contamination. If it's droplet contamination, that means that you have to be sneezed on, spit on, or coughed on in order to get it. Why are we being mandated to wear masks walking out in public? It's not airborne.
I agree, Doreen. That's the key question, isn't it? But, you know, the thing is, remember Mark Twain, what he said about New England weather? If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. If you don't like what they're saying about coronavirus, just wait 5 minutes and they'll change it. How many times have you heard them change it? You know, by 180 degrees.
In my neighborhood, I see people dog walking alone with masks on. People driving in a car alone. They can't cough and sneeze and spit on themselves and contaminate themselves. How come no one's making it clear that it's not in the air, that you can't catch it and you need to take your mask off? If you're outside walking, and you should be breathing in the fresh air.
Because the mask, you know, I hate to say it, Doreen, but it seems like the mask is a form of submission. And if Charlie Parker suddenly lost the power to enforce people, to force them to wear masks, he would lose a lot of his power over people. And all these tin pot despots are the same way, I think. I don't think it makes any sense. And I'm just appalled. And again, it's so important to have that mask control. That's why the World Health Organization today made her walk it back, even though she was pretty damn emphatic about it in those sound cuts we played from yesterday. Thanks, Doreen. Tracy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tracy.
Hello, Captain. How are you today?
Good.
I'm a Mainer. And I'm from down here in Florida now, retired. But I wanted to tell you a few things. That when we were kids, we rode bicycles, no helmets. We drank from the garden hose. We ran around barefoot. We never died from any coronaviruses. I've never worn a mask, and I'm not going to wear a mask. And down here in Florida, everything's wide open, and everybody's getting along.
It now, is. That's why I'm not that interested in going back to New England, Tracy. I like it. You never thought you'd say part of America is wide open, but part of America is shut down like it's behind the Iron Curtain. But that's the reality, Tracy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's a shame that Janet Mills is up there in Maine. She's got everything locked down. You can't even go get a haircut or nothing. But Paula Page will be back in there, and he'll have to clean up the mess again.
Let's hope so. Let's hope. Well, I don't want him to clean up a mess, but it looks like there is going to be a mess. I just hope he runs again. Thanks, Tracy. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, thanks, Howie. Well, first of all, there is an Iron Curtain, as you just mentioned, because we know that all these people are only in the blue states, which are all communists and anarchists, number one. And right from the get-go, by the way, I got a great new name for Charlie Baker, and it's not Charlie Parker, it's Charlie Death. I'm sure that will bring the best attention. Charlie Death is his appropriate name because he's murdered soldiers, old soldiers, and people in nursing homes. And right from the get-go, Howie, we knew right away that the first big outbreak in Washington was 30 people in a nursing home.
Right.
Then we turn around and address that. Can you imagine how much that would have stopped right in the get-go, just acting upon that?
I know. And they didn't close. You know, he and Marty Walsh didn't close down Logan Airport either. That would have helped matters too if they'd have closed it to foreign travel. But they didn't do that because they wanted to be PC. And now they blame Trump. Thanks for the call, Arthur. I'm Howie Carr.
Guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.